This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchem habam. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Zayin, and we are at the end of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said that if you're Masupik, if you daven, you have to daven again. We saw in the Ber Halacha that according to the Rajba, the implication is that there's an obligation to daven elsewhere. It implies that you're allowed to daven. And the way the Bir Halacha interpreted that is that since you're allowed to daven, it's like you're showing a bad attitude toward tefillah if you don't take advantage of that opportunity. So the Mechaber said that if you're Mesubik, if you daven again. You don't have to be Mechadesh anything like you ordinarily would if you wanted to daven a Tefillas Nadava. But if you know you davened, you don't daven again unless you're Mechadesh. If you are Mechadesh, you could daven again as a Tefillas Nadava as many times as you want, except for Tefillas Musaf and Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't daven Tefillas Nadava. And if you started to daven thinking you didn't previously daven, and now you remembered you actually did, you can't change gears and all of a sudden go into Tfilas Nedava. Says Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Dalet, Umispalo Benedava. And you daven a Tfilas Nedava, Perosh Dafka Benedava. This is talking about you know you davened. Then if you want to daven again, you would have to daven with a chiddush. So says Mishneh Berurah, dafka b'nadava. If you want to daven after you already davened, you have to do it as a nadava. Aval l'shem chayva, but to do it l'shem chayva, afilu b'chiddush asr. It would be asr even b'chiddush. So dafka b'nadava, but l'shem chayva, even b'chiddush, it would be asr. So you need two things. You need a chiddush and you need a nedava. L'shem choyva, even b'chiddush would be asr. V'had b'inan chiddush b'nedava, that which you need a chiddush b'nedava, the idea of chiddush, meaning what's the idea that you're mechadesh something when you daven a tefillas nedava? That through a chiddush, min kar mitoicha, it's recognizable she tefillasa hi l'shem tachanunim v'loy l'shem choyva. Then with the chiddush, it becomes recognizable that you're doing it in a supplicative manner and not as an obligation. Uvaloi chiddush, if you don't have a chiddush, mechzi kamisha oysa l'shem chayva. Looks like you're doing it as an obligation. So in other words, what the chiddush does is it solidifies and establishes that what you're doing is a nadava. Because if you don't do anything new, then it just looks like you're executing an obligation. Look in the Beis Yosef, explains that the opinion of the Torah is, the same thing would be if you daven a tefillah not b'tayras chayva. V'gam lo yiskavin b'lashum nadava. And also, you're not mechavin for a nadava. Look in the Beis Yosef, who explains the Torah, that the same thing would apply if you're davening not l'shem chayva and you're not mechavin l'shem nadava v'hu mechadesh ba the shaper dami. The al-yidei ha-chidosh min karshi l'shem tachnunim. So the Beis Yosef has a big chidosh that it's not necessary to be mechavin l'shem nadava even if you're not mechavin l'shem nadava, but you're not mechavin l'shem chayva and you're mechadesh, that shows you're doing it as tachanunim. So the main nekuda is not davening it as an adava, the main nekuda is being mechadesh. The Bir Halacha says that from the Rambam it's mashma that you need to explicitly be mechavein l'shem nedava, but from the Beis Yosef it's mashma it's not necessary to explicitly be mechavein l'shem nedava. It would be okay as long as you're mechavein, as long as you're moisef ba'davar. Okay, Now, except for Tfilas Musaf. For Nusaf, there are no Tfilas Nedavar. Ratzalaymer, Afilu Deshal Rosh Chodesh Chalamayit. Even Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayit. I mean, the question is, why does the Mechaber have to spell out even for Musaf? He says there's no Tfilas Nedavar on Shabbos. But the point is, even of Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayit, since you're saying, Umusafim Kihil Chasam, Vaha Musafin Einim Kravim Ela Mishal Tzibar, and the Musafim can only brought from the Tzibar. Ve'ena Yachid Yachal Anadavaisam, and an individual cannot be a Menadev them. Va'ayin Ba'achroinim Shekasu, look in the Achroinim that write. The Lefiza, Betfilas Musaf. The Achroinim write that according to this, by Musaf, Vo'adin B'Shabbos V'Yomtav, and likewise by Shabbos or Yomtav, B'chol HaTfilais. The same thing on Shabbos and Yom Tov by all the tefillos. Im nistapik im hispalel oisam. If you're mesupik, if you daven them, any yachal achsel hispalel oisam, you can't go back. Darei tzarach lahasnois. You need to make a tenai. V'chanal b'sivkat and beis. Like we said earlier, v'zei ino yachal lahasnois. So whenever you're mesupik, if you daven on Shabbos or not, you're not allowed to go back, because you can only go back misupik through the tnai that if I'm chayiv to daven, if I'm not chayiv to daven, it's a tefillas nedava, but you can't offer a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. V'ayin l'kaman b'sim kuf chavdal tzif aleph b'bir halacha. So let's say, Rabbi Yisai, if Rosh Chodesh comes out Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalav Yavai by Mincha, then could you daven two Shemoneh Esreis for Mariv? We say, how could I daven another Shemoneh Esrei? Well, I have to, because I didn't daven Mincha with the Yalav Yavai. Yeah, but the Mariv doesn't have a Yalav Yavai. So there's a tzad to say, by davening again, you're not adding anything. So it's a big suffix in halacha. What do we ordinarily do? We say daven again, and in case you're not chayiv, you daven a tefillah, it should be as a tefillas nedava. But that's not an option on Shabbos. That's why you need, if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, you really don't want to forget Yalav Yavai, because then it's basically, there's no way to fix it. Now, potentially an Eitzah could be, if you're not sure if you daven on Shabbos, you could be the Shliach Tzibor. However, the Prima Gadim says it will not help by listening to Chazaras HaShatz, only if you say it yourself. Why are there, why eino mispalel on Shabbos tefillas nedavah klal? So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'fisha eino nedarim nedavah is kraven bahem, because there are no karbanos of nedarim nedavah on Shabbos. Afilu yachal, even if you could be mechadesh something, why? This is talking about where you thought you didn't daven, so you started davening as a chiyuv, and then in the middle you remember you davened, then you can't change gears and go into nedava. You started off l'shem choyva. You thought you didn't daven. And a chiddush won't help if you need to daven l'shem choyva. So therefore now, even if you want to finish it as an adava loy mahani, it's not going to help. Kivan shikvar hischaba l'shem choyva. You already started it l'shem choyva. D'i avsha lahavi karbonai. You can't bring a carbon. Shechetzioi choyva v'chetzioi nadava. That's half a chiyav and half an adava. V'chol zeh kishamaschal adash shaloi hispalal. This would all be true if you began on condition with the mindset that you didn't daven. But if you were not sure if you daven, and you remembered in the middle that you davened, so here this case, let's say you started being mesupik whether you davened or not. So you started with the tenai, if I davened, it should be nedava. And if I didn't daven, it should be a chayva. Now, for that, you don't need a chiddush. And in the middle, I remember I davened. So now, I'm segueing from maybe a nedava to definitely a nedava. Now, definitely a nedava needs a chiddush. But it could be this does not need a chiddush. Why? Because the chiddush was how you started. V'goymer kach l'shem nadava. You could finish it as a nadava. T'kivin shehischa mitchila kohigen. Since you began in the beginning properly, adaita the sveika, the suffix have a chiddush, and suffix like a chiddush, suay and tzar chiddush. You wouldn't need a chiddush anymore. Ulevush mashmash shegoymer al yidei chiddush. Ulevush is mashmash, you do need to finish it with a chiddush. Efshir du al tzara yosot havakubi, that's just to make things in the most ideal possible way. I have a question for you. Is it possible to be chayiv a carbon, misafek, meaning you're not sure if you're chayiv a carbon? Could a person be misupik whether they're chayiv? What? No. No. Then you bring an Hashem Taloi. You're misupik whether you did one of two things. You're not sure if you... So that's not chiyav carbon misafik. That's a vaday chiyav. Okay? Is it possible?
No.
No? Could you bring a carbon oila misafik? In other words, I'm not sure if I miss kriyashma. Am I chayav to bring an oila? What I'm getting at is there ever a situation where I could say, if I'm chayav to bring a carbon, it's a carbon chiyav. And if it's not, it's a nadava. Because, I mean, wouldn't it have to be? Because if, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can, if you started as a chiyav, you can finish as an adava. Why? Well, is it possible to bring a carbon that you're masna? If I'm chayav, it should be for a chiyav, and if I'm not chayav, it should be for an adava. I mean, that this whole halach is predicated on the ability to do that. Wouldn't it have to be that by karbanos you could do that? Yeah,
l'chayra. Many times, if there's a subject like two people wash, they drink together, which one chayit, it's just minus it.
Yeah, you can make it tonight. I don't remember. You could?
All right, but something else, so there's a problem. You're not sure which group you belong to, and they run away, so they're different Tabora.
Uh-huh. Okay, just checking. Sif Beis, Chiddush Yes She'amarna, this Chiddush that we mentioned, Hu She'chadesh Davar B'chal Bracha, you have to innovate something in every bracha, Mei Ha'em Sa'iyos, from the middle bracha, is Mei Ein HaBracha, similar to the bracha. So, in Rifa'inu, you need to ask that Yankel, his toenail should feel better. And by Baruch Aleinu, you have to say Beryl, he should get a raise this year. And by Tekaba Shofar, you have to add something new, by every bracha. V'mchidei shafil bracha achas dayoy. Even though you should be mechadesh every bracha, if you're mechadesh even one, it's enough. Kidei lo idea shehi nadava v'loi chayva. It's to make it known that it's a nadava, not a chayva. See, here we're learning that it's not two different ingredients, that you need it to be for nadava and you need a chidush. Chidush makes it, it's moidia that it's for nadava. That's where the Beis Yosef was coming from, that if you're not Mechave, not Lishem Nadava, and not Lishem Choyba, but you're Moisef, then you're Moidia that it's L'Nadava. Hagab Yesham Doi Mikri Chiddush El Meschadish Etzel Edavar Shalai Yitzarach Elav Koidem. You ask for something new that you never needed before. Say, Ribbono Shalom, could I have marshmallows? You never needed that before. So that would be Ahisafa. Meaning, what would be something that you never needed before? I don't know. I need a... an umbrella that could serve as a sukkah.
The new volume from Magid Hayarikia.
Did you get it yet? We'll discuss that after. But okay, let's just read the Mishnah Berurah. We're still in the Shir, so we could still be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We'll get the hang of it. We'll get the hang of it. Mehaim siyos, you have to be mechalish in the middle brachas. Avaloi begimel rishonos uvegimel achronos. You don't have to be mechalish in the first three and the last three. Ukel kaman b'simn kuf yud beis. Why? Because the first three you're like an eved shemesader shevach lefnei rabbi, and the last three you're like an eved who's mekavel prasnei rabbi, and you can't ask for anything. How do you read this mechaber? This chiddush that we said that you're mechadesh something in every bracha. That's lechatchila, and then v'mchidesh avibracha az dayoy, that's b'diavad.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bir Halacha says it has to be a bakasha that you're not morgul to ask every single day. Like, Hashem, please help me remember before I start learning to be mechavein, to mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? So that will be complete Sif Beis. We'll continue as Hashem tomorrow. And I'm going to end off with a question for you to think about.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.